Paul.
Hey, Tony.
Have you watched any Key and Peele?
No.
It's a really good show. It's sketch comedy. There's a good sketch. You know, one sort of funny trope is people riffing on continental breakfasts. You know, at hotels.
Okay.
This dude has a bite of yogurt from the continental breakfast, and he says, like go-gurt, but to stay. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. This is...
Soja. I believe, uh-huh. No matter...
Consistent. They'll go be knocking on the door for a minute. One day to let us in, and the whole world will listen. Not just a DC, but a worldwide thing. Chuck Brown will eventually be your household name. As one of the best to do it, like Frankie and Maze. The way we killin' the stage, we can crank it, get paid.
Hey. Turn your speakers down and listen to the silence down below. Ask the messenger.
Real good. Paul, did you hear that track is going to be in the credits for the new Lion King movie? I just made that up, but it would certainly fit, right?
Totally would fit. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Hometown Sounds podcast. As usual, I'm Paul Vodra.
As unusually as I am. What? No, I'm Tony Parecco.
And that was a new remix from Soja. The original song was called I Believe, and it comes from their Grammy nominated. Did you know that, Tony? That we got a DC band that got nominated for a Grammy.
Dang, son.
It's pretty awesome.
I don't know, like being in the Lion King movie doesn't seem so far off after all, right?
Totally not. That was their 2014 album, Amid the Noise and Haste. The song was called I Believe. The original features Michael Franti of Michael Franti and Spearhead and Nako. This is a go-go remix, which was featuring Alfred the MC, a.k.a. Black Boo of Mambo Sauce. Mambo Sauce is a go-go band that you should definitely know if you do not yet.
They play a bunch of like sporting events around town, right?
Their song definitely is featured in a lot of them. Welcome to DC. It came out back in 2007. That was a really long time ago, but people love that song. And that song, Welcome to DC, was just selected for the 15th annual DC Hip Hop Theater Festival.
Which had a theater festival?
Yes. There was a hip hop theater festival. This year's theme was hip hop theater?
Like what's...
Well, here's the thing. The theme was Diggin' DC, and that song was an inspiration for a 15-minute play. They based it on that song. So there you go.
Cool.
And it just ended, and we missed it. So, and you missed it too, or you got to see it, and it was totally awesome.
Now we're on to Fringe.
Yeah. So you can totally stream that remix on Soju's SoundCloud page, and if you would like the MP3, then you should sign up for their email list.
And get that track for free.
Hell yeah. So what do we got next on the Hometown Sounds podcast, Tony?
Next, it's Spirit Plots. We'll be right back at you in about 2 minutes because that's the average length of a Spirit Plots song.
When caution resonates, holding off his severance pain, listening to people say, come on, let's get around. Cut the Christians out of the picture.
Spirit Plots with a track called Burnt Tapes. I was wrong. The average track length of a Spirit Plots song is not 2 minutes. It's 1 minute and 30 seconds. I love Spirit Plots formula. They've been doing it now for, I don't know, the better part of a year. And they just come up with like 3 great ideas, play them twice, and then that's it. Boom. They're done. One take wonders.
That was a 2-track release, which they are selling for $2 on their Bandcamp page. Short and sweet. It's recorded by Thomas Orgren. Everybody knows that guy in DC at his Persona Non Grata Studios. They will be playing, unfortunately for us, tomorrow night, but for you, already in the past, at Fort Reno.
This happens to us every single episode.
I know. We feature it and try to plug a show, but yet the show has already happened in the future. It's very complicated. The other bands on that bill, Notaries Public and Teen Liver. I hope that show was awesome. Hey, I hope that show wasn't rained out.
Yeah.
Because freaking, we're getting all of California's rain and it sucks. It feels like every freaking night it's raining. It's awful. I'm really tired of it.
Yeah. One final note about Spirit Plots. Javier Diaz, he's Spirit Plots guitarist. He loves his 7-Eleven pizza. However, I myself prefer the Little Caesars Hot and Ready. I learned this from a Facebook post of Javier Diaz's the other night. And so what can I say? Javier, I know what's in your tummy. What's next, Paul?
Next, lighting fires.
I'll update. Andrew Gaddy and I are Facebook friends again.
Oh, thank God.
The war is over.
We would watch the moon give in to
French at the end of that.
Well, it was a pretty long epic odyssey. There was a lot of going on in that song, and it was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
That was called I Remember When from Lighting Fires, from their debut EP called Friend Fiction. And that comes out on Wednesday, July 15th. I guess it didn't really say when it comes out, but that's the date of their release show.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, you should be there too. That's going to be a freaking awesome show. It's at the Black Cat and the Raised by Wolves.
A refreshing two-band lineup.
Yes.
This is in keeping with our perspective of how we like shows with two headliners, no opener.
And like four, five, six bands? No. Too much.
Too much, man.
Oh, geez. So that's a new band from Grant Scalock, Andrew Gaddy, and Adam Neubauer, formerly of These Future Saints. And as Tony reported before the song, you guys are Facebook friends again.
We are.
And thank God for that. Because,
yeah.
You know, we're all a big DC music family, and we're going to hug it out.
Hug it out.
Yeah. Next on the podcast.
Sea Knuckle.
Hell yeah.
So What by Sea Knuckle, and what's not to like about that?
Zero.
So actually, that is a track from their new record, Get Over It, which came out just yesterday, July 11th. And because that record is so good, what I actually did is I went to random.org, which is a random number generator, and just threw in the values for there are 11 tracks in the album, and that was number 8, because they're all good. So I was just like, you know what? Throw caution to the wind. Doesn't matter. It's not caution at all, actually.
It's a sure thing. That is a name your price download on Bandcamp, or you can pony up $10 for the limited edition compact disc in full color glossy cardboard sleeve.
It's really nice album art, too.
It is really.
It's like a nice bright yellow.
We were looking at it. Somebody actually put a little graphic design work into that. So how long will it be until CDs are retro cool? You know, we did vinyl, we did cassette. Are CDs going to be like retro and you'd be like, look at the CD I have, but I don't have a CD player to play it on anymore. I just like to have it.
So, I mean, how long was it between when CDs and when tapes were, you know, a thing and then to when they became like a thing again in a retro way? So like we're talking like 20 years, right?
Something but everything's that. Going faster nowadays. Everything. We got to zip, zip, zip it along, you know?
Okay.
All right. We'll see how it happens.
Sure. What's next, Paul?
Wall of Trophies.
Oh, yeah. I picked this one.
You did.
Thank you.
That was Wall of Trophies with a track called Everything. Wall of Trophies, it is a new project of Will Cobbs and Brittany Jean Valant. They have previously collaborated in the band Brittany Jean. Will, he is actually based in Stuttgart, Germany right now. And fun fact, Will was the drummer in the very first band that I ever played in.
What?
Yeah.
Your band?
My band.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. Will has kind of been honing his indie ambient chops for the last several years, and he has gotten really good at it, as you could hear. That was really good stuff. Also, Will is going to be back from Stuttgart, Germany. An unemployment stint of his is running out of time, so he's going to be back soon, and we're going to get some ramen, some Korean barbecue, what other kind of like, you know, ethnic food is hip and getting blogged about all the time, something like that.
So that is from their debut single, which they have created a run of 300 hand-stamped CDs that you can get for free. If you can find one, you can go see Brittany Jean play and get it from there. Or they have been left around some of their favorite spots in DC.
I have no idea what that means.
It means if you come upon one, you're awesome. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe, rate us in the iTunes store, follow us on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and other various things that we probably don't do very much, but you can follow them if you like that stuff. It's all Hometown Sounds. Check out our music video of the day or listen to our 24/7 music stream at hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen to it on your smartphone with the TuneIn app. Submit DC music, sponsor the station, or let us know how we're doing and what you think about all this great DC music.
Also, if you want to send us a free week of Blue Apron, you can do that too.
Oh, that sounds great. And the email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please, please, please support the musicians you've heard on this podcast by buying their music
and seeing them play live
all around town. As a reminder, the links to all the stuff that you can download for free or purchase are available in the show notes or on the website's podcast post. So check that out. The last song on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast is Johnny Grave and the Tombstones. The song called When I Die is from the album The Well that was recorded in one day. The whole album recorded in one day.
On Valentine's Day.
On Valentine's Day a few months ago.
Shows you where the Tombstones' priorities are.
Basically, yeah. This is the last track on the album, and it has some of that speak singing that some people don't like, but some people really like.
I love talk singing.
People hate it. Some people just, it's total turn off.
I remember a couple of years ago, there was an All Songs Considered episode devoted to the topic of speak singing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why it's a controversy. I just think it's fun.
Yeah.
Like story songs, man.
Totally. This song is definitely a story song. It's got a really creepy story. It sounds a little bit like, you know, classic Johnny Cash or maybe Charlie Daniels doing Devil Went Down to Georgia.
And actually, on the subject of stories, so Johnny Grave and I know the guy a little bit. We used to be employees together at Chuck Levin's Washington Music Center. Mm. And he would come in wearing his cowboy boots. He would have a blade of wheat in his teeth sometimes.
God.
He had a nickname for me just because I was always so happy and energetic. He would call me Sunshine. Then I remember I saw him play at a show at Union Market last year, and I introduced him to someone, and he came up with this, I don't know whether it's a yarn or a tall tale, but he talked about the time that his leg got blown off in Vietnam and about how I sewed it back on with dental floss. Anyway, this is When I Die. I had so much fun today.
I had so much fun too. If you had enjoyed Johnny Grave, you should definitely go check out their show coming up at the 9:30 Club. That's going to be Friday, August 14th. With Derek Avery and his band of misanthropes.
And Olivia Mancini and the Mates. That's going to be a really fun show.
Oh my God. I love all those people. And at the 9:30 Club, that is fantastic. You should buy advance tickets for that, even though you don't necessarily need to. But you should anyway, because that is a stacked DC lineup that could totally use your support. Thanks very much, Tony.
Thanks very much, Paul.
See you next time.
When I was about 14 years old, I started traveling to the crossroads. Out by the side of the crossroads, that moon hanging way up high in the sky, not a single star was out. Up jumped the devil himself. He's sitting there looking at me. He said, "Son, what the fuck you want?" I said, "My name is Johnny Gray. I came here to learn how to play." He said, "Learn how to play what, son?" I said, "That blues, you know. That blues is rock and roll, you know. Make the drummer dance to sing, though." He said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "Son, you want to learn how to play the blues? There's a price to pay." I said, "What kind of price is that to pay?" He said, "Let me tell you about it, son. I'm house out of Birmingham, out in Bessemer County, Alabama. They had a juke joint, you know. A red dirt floor, corrugated tin roof. I thought I dropped in that night. So yeah, people are in. Oh, so they're really having a ball. I walk up to that stage, I pull my hat on my head, my guitar out of my case. They say, so what the fuck you want? I said, my name is Johnny Gray, and I came here to play. They said, what you sound like? I said, I sound like this. Son, you play the blues like that, it's a price to pay. That's some kind of price to pay. He said, let me tell you about it, son.
When I die, and when I go, I'm gonna burn in hell. They ain't no gonna know. And I said, when I die, and when I go, I'm gonna burn in hell. Ain't no gonna know.
Price to pay. I saw what kind of price to pay. He said, let me tell you about it, son.